Sunday morning, 1:4:26. We're going to do a part 11 of body worship. This kind of will go with, I believe, the word that Danny had a few days ago. This is called the Great Bankruptcy. The Great Bankruptcy. This is where I believe we sit in the historical timeline. Donald John Trump has been placed at the helm to execute this bankruptcy. He has been called of God to handle this for God. The book of Revelation reveals the spiritual side of this. Things are being orchestrated in the spiritual realm, and what we see manifested is in the natural realm. We have seen one bank this week go down. I'm not for certain what bank it is, but it has been mentioned by someone else, so I'll say it. I believe it was Bank of America, and it's huge. Danny had a word last July that indicates Donald John Trump's handling of this process about the he would take us through troubled waters. He has been trained to handle bankruptcies, the Wharton School of Finance. Donald John Trump will help us all weather this storm. Q said, the storm is upon us. What does it mean to be bankrupt? Bankrupt, the state of being completely lacking in a particular quality or value. Not only is the world system going bankrupt, but the Babylonian church will also follow this fate. I'm going to look over to Revelation chapter 11. I have it written here. If you want to turn there, you don't have to. This is Revelation 11:15. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This whole world, we have never seen anything in history like this before. The whole world is going bankrupt. The whole world system. Jesus came and rescued us from what transpired in the Garden of Eden, and now time has run out. I don't have a scriptural basis for that. I've heard others say that, like Kenneth Copeland, about that sliver of time after time runs out when God can do whatever he wants. Well, it looks like to me the hammer's fixing to drop, or it's been dropping, just because we haven't seen it ourselves, except Maduro was captured yesterday from Venezuela. That's a cartel leader. He's the president of Venezuela. They captured him. Brought him in. Things are happening. I personally believe that the earth lease has run out, and that is why God can now drop the hammer on the wicked. This is Revelation chapter 10. Start with verse 1 there. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea, his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. What's usually preceding a storm? Thunders. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are. You know, we've made the comment several times, what day is it? It's like it's no day. It's like every day's running together. Could it be time is no longer? And the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which therein are, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Kind of sounds like the finale, doesn't it? That's where I believe we are, time no longer. Remember Brother Kenneth Copeland talking about that space of time. I remember it vividly. Revelation 11:1, right here, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. In other words, the church has been weighed and measured right now. Are they going to make it out? I don't know. God is having us pray for district attorneys all over the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. We've been praying, God, his kingdom come, his will be done in the 17 counties of the Permian Basin in Jesus' name. They bear the sword. They have power to bring indictments, to bring charges against the wicked. We are to speak heaven on earth over these 17 counties. Imagine no wickedness or evil on the earth. That would be heaven on earth, wouldn't it? How's that going to happen? Removing the wicked. It's the goal of the great bankruptcy. Okay, let's go to Romans 13. To go bankrupt is to go insolvent. This is verse 1 here. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay we tribute also. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. A combination of heavenly and natural armies is now carrying out this operation. God is bankrupting the devil forever. We will see men go to prison or be executed for this, but we may or may not see the devil go into the pit. See, this is spiritual. We will know it for sure by the Spirit, I believe. I've taught people about not taking what is in Revelation literally. Revelation is a sequence of visions seen by John, but they translate to literal actions being carried out on the earth as well. These are literal actions being taken out by literal armies, but it is God's plan, his spiritual plan being executed on the earth, whether people realize it or not. Well, why don't God do something? He's been working behind the scenes for a long time doing stuff. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, about him 1,000 years. Cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him. It says here that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. I don't know why. God has his reasons. But he's going to be taken out again in the Gog and Magog war. And then he's going to be put in the lake of fire. Okay. We, however, we're going to return to the pre-fall state. Pre-fall state. The wealth of the sinner, this is Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Go to Revelation 21 again. Now I know most people that read the book of Revelation, they all look at it like they're watching a Star Wars movie and all this stuff going on. They don't seem to equate. We live in a real world and these are things are happening in the real world. The whole Bible has happened and all these things that happened all happened in a real world. They had heavenly intervention, but it all happened. And God used men all through there. Just look back, Noah. As a prime example, okay, 20 or 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You know, I thought, I know the other was going to burn up. A new heaven and a new earth. But if all the corruption was gone, wouldn't it be new? And the first earth was passed away and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be there, be with them, and he their God. See, this is a temple of people, not a temple made with hands. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. So God is, the bankruptcy is happening, and he is taking all the stuff that he made for his men, and he's going to give it back to us. So what's happening here? And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. He shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. He had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the nations, names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. The city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear gates. Aren't we going into the golden age? This is out of President Trump's mouth himself. And everyone that's mentioned that says it'll be 1,000 years. That's how long the devil's in the pit. When you lose him, everything goes to pot. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. I won't read all of those. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, the nations that are saved. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So nobody that's not born again will enter into this city, but we know there'll be nations. There's different places in the Old Covenant that talks about it. We're going to read one. I read it just a few weeks ago. And he showed me a pure river, a water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. I read that a while ago. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his same name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Wow, sounds like quite a place. Here comes that free energy we all been hearing about. God's going to light up the place. There won't be any paying for everything, being stolen from by the devil. It's going to be quite a place. Heaven on earth, or in earth. Just a minute. We are about to see it. It has already been in process for a while, but we are going to begin to see it in the natural, the two-edged sword of the Lord. Glory on one side and judgment on the other. That's why we're praying for the DAs. Paul writing to the Galatians about being bewitched. I want to look at that. What is this bewitchment? It's body worship. Now remember, the first word that I had was about the newbies that come. We're going to have to give them some grace, because if they've been in the system all their life, it's going to be very difficult for them, if they're dependent on the system, to be able to lay it down. Okay, let's go to Revelation 16. Starting with 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, as mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Okay, now let's go to Galatians. The Babylonian system is going bankrupt, as well as the Babylonian church. Starting with verse 1 there.
What chapter?
1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Acacia, or whatever that word is. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual. What?
You said relations?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not reading that. Sorry. I'm in Corinthians. Okay, sorry. Okay. Let's go to Galatians, not 1 Corinthians. Sorry about that. Now, start with verse 1 there. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And he said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. I believe this is coming back. Leaders that they have had a revelation of Jesus Christ and they are following the Spirit. Nothing else will do, not anymore. After this judgment of the Babylonian church and that system, nothing else will do. Okay, let's keep going. This is chapter 2, first 10 verses here. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. So Paul learned to walk softly. In other words, he didn't just barge in, I've got the truth, blast them with it. No, he tread softly. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person, for they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I was also was forwarded to do. Okay, now, just first, I just read Galatians. I want to read 21 again. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. Okay. In chapter 3, Paul is talking to the Galatians. He's asking them, who has bewitched you? How did the church get to where it is? It's been bewitched. He says here, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received you the Spirit of the by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? This is what has happened to the church. The word bewitched here means fascinate by false representation. It was rampant. This is Acts chapter 11, just one verse here, or Acts 8, 11. It's what they come across when they started taking the gospel in. 8:11. It's talking about Simon. It says here, and to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. This comes back to building the bridge. You're looking at a church that has been bewitched. And those that do come out, we're going to have to walk softly, build a bridge to help them cross over, to realize they've been bewitched. They think, well, God uses medicine. That's to say God uses witchcraft. See, they don't recognize that. Bewitched here means astound with sorceries or magic. Verse 5 of 3, this is Galatians. Go back to Galatians here, or go forward to Galatians. Paul's talking here. He says, verse 5, he says, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It's like two camps here that we're seeing. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curses everyone that continueth not in the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law and faith, they don't go together. They can't go together. The whole world has been duped by this, and now most of the church has. Just thinking about that, most of the churches are bewitched. Paul said, who hath bewitched you? I think I could safely say that all the churches in the 17 counties of the Permian Basin, that I went in there today, I bet every one of them are bewitched. Every single one. All you'd have to do is say, do y'all believe God uses medicine? Oh, yeah. He healed me using medicine. Like I said, we're going to have to build a bridge. This mixture is called the whole lump to be leavened. The world has infiltrated the church instead of the church infiltrating the world. Go to Revelation chapter 18. Verse 1, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen. He's announcing the bankruptcy, and it's become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. A warning. God is bankrupt. He's bankrupting it all. Right here, verse 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. You know, since President Trump has been in office this second time, this whole year, we have seen it build and build and build and build. And now you see the Minnesota daycare, Minnesota Somali invasion of that state. The Somalians have come in there with their fake daycares. There's a reporter, he's going around, young man, and he's going into buildings, and there might be 50 companies, all different Somalian daycare centers and facilities in this place, but you go and nobody's there. No kids are there if it's a daycare. What are they doing? They are scamming our nation of money and coming in as a legitimate daycare to take care of certain special need children or whatever, and taking the money and sitting on their butts and closing their doors, and nobody's noticed. It's been going on for a long time. I forget how many billions of dollars they scam for the United States alone. Getting on all the welfare programs. 80% of the Somalis in Minnesota, they are funded by our welfare program that goes to people in our nation that really need it and can't get it. There was a young woman needed some help because she is having a baby. She went to different agencies and they wouldn't help her at all. They told her, you're going to have to pay, if you do, you're going to have to pay this large insurance policy every month to be able to be helped. But here the Somalians have come in and taken over Minnesota, and they have bled Minnesota dry. See, this corruption's being uncovered right now. And that's not the only one. The drug cartels, it's happening all over the world. It's like the programmers can't even keep up with the stuff that's coming out. It's like machine gun fire. This corruption, that corruption, that corruption, that corruption, all over. What's happening? Bankruptcy. It's all being brought to light. It's all coming down. God said there ain't going to be anything that won't be, that would be hidden, but all would come to light. It'd come abroad, it said. Well, how can much more abroad can you get when it goes all over the internet in a few seconds? God is doing what he said he would do. We griped and complained the first term because it seemed like nothing was done. They've been working all the way through 24/7 setting this up because it had to be line upon line, precept upon precept. They had to set all these people up so that they could expose them at the right time and that the people would not get all upset because what they do is they put it through the airways and you keep hearing about it and hearing about it and hearing about it. And then it happens and everybody goes, oh, yeah. It's not cold turkey. That's what they've been doing. That's why it hasn't seemed like anything's happening. It's happening everywhere. And that's not the only place. Before you know it, they're going to be having them airliners and them Somalians going back to their place. Go corrupt. Do you ever notice, you know, here the Muslims come in here and want to force everyone to bow and do whatever they think they ought to do at their time of prayer or whatever. You know, they don't do that in their own country. They come here to overtake. See, that's the devil. They don't do that in their own country. In fact, it's against the law in Saudi Arabia to do that. They don't have those big speakers going out all over the state like they do here in America with Muslims, and you don't dare touch them or you get arrested. In the Muslim countries, they don't do that. It's against law. It's a violation of privacy. They're not even, what they believe, they're not even instituting that here. It's like it's by force to push us off of our land. This is how far it's gone. It's come to the place, this has to be the end. We have nowhere to go. We have nowhere to go. Okay, where did I stop?
Revelation 18.
Okay. All right, God's people have been stuck in this system, but He is and has been calling us all out of it. That's what this slow drip of waking up in all these years, 45, the pause, and 47, that's what it's all been about, to wake up the masses so that they are not just shocked, but they got a good take on it, and they'll be on board with it. It's important that the American people be on board with the operation and what they're doing. Oh, goodness. Here is the heavenly account of what is going down. We, on the other hand, are seeing it played out in the natural realm through the president and the military. They are bearing the sword. This is Revelation 19. It's showing us what's going on. I'll just read a little bit of it right here. 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are His judgments. For He had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. There's things going on in heaven, and there's things coming out in the earth right in front of our faces. 14 through 16. And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of His mouth goeth a sharp sword. Could it be a DA? That with it He should smite the nations, and He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of God Almighty. And He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Where is this the operation we're watching right now? Everybody's going, well, one of these days, we're going to see this Star Wars movie come out. And we're going to see all this stuff happening in the sky. All this stuff is happening. It's happening right before us. People don't understand there's a spiritual realm and there is a natural realm. Verse 21 here. And the remnant were slain with the sword. They bear not the sword for nothing. Of Him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of His mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. They're carrying out operations as we speak, or as I speak. God is bankrupting the devil. We're going to have to all learn the ways of the Lord. We're going to have to teach people the ways of the Lord. I'm going to read Micah again, just the first five verses, because it indicates these are real nations. These aren't when we all get to heaven. No, that That's not what this Bible says. It does not say that. How far we have drifted from the truth. It's amazing to me. This is Micah 4. But in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. It shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares. See, this is the goal. This has been even President Trump's goal from the very beginning. He has stopped 8 wars since his term in office. 8 wars that have, some of them, gone on for decades. What's happening? They'll beat their swords into plowshares. Instead of killing and stealing and destroying, they're going to be productive. Just think about even Robert Kennedy and the cleaning up the food supply, all these things, it all goes in line with this. Beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation. They're laying their nukes down. They shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree. We'll have our stuff, and nobody will steal our stuff anymore. And none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk everyone in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Most Christians would say, well, that's all heavenly. No, it's not. It's natural. Okay. 2026, the year of Reformation. It's the time of coming back to what's right. It's setting things straight. And it is, it's all by the Holy Spirit. Danny had the word about the year of the Spirit. It is. It's the Holy Spirit leading this operation. And these things are happening right before our eyes. Can you think of anything that isn't corrupt? I was thinking about different deals like sports, entertainment, medical, the insurance industry. Is there anything that you know of that's not? That's 4. I just wrote down a few. I don't think I did anymore because I thought, yeah, I just wrote those 4 down, but there's bunches. Donald John Trump is an expert at what he has been trained to do, and we can trust him and the plan God has given him. What the devil has stolen will return to God's people. All the resources he made for them in Genesis 1, all the gold and the hills and the bedlam and the stones and all the precious metals and the precious gems, all those things were always for God's people, always to fund them. In fact, in the garden, he even had an infiltration system where we never had to use water. He had it all set up for us. Okay. What the devil has stolen will return to God's people, all the resources he made for them in Genesis 1. We see times in God's word when God did do a temporary reset of things, but they just got bad again. He had to allow Satan the legal God of this world system to have his reign. Thank God this reign of terror has come to an end. I'm going to read one more few scriptures and then I'm done. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. All this is going on and the church is sitting on their suitcases saying, even so come, Lord Jesus. We don't care about the lost. We don't care about anything. We just want out of here. There are going to have to be some that we're going to have to exercise some compassion and restraint. Okay. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty and walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. I want people to know the truth. I want them to know it's not how they taught us. It's not how they indoctrinated us to believe. And I didn't learn any of this except from this, myself, from God. What? I didn't learn it in no cemetery. They're as good as dead. That's what the sad part is. We're going to have to be able to extend an olive branch for those who make it out. Okay.